KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, mostly sunny skies, 72 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny here today with a high of 95. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In the news, the company that wrote thousands of bad checks to buy gold and other valuables at antique shows on the Iowa border and nationwide has had an F rating for years with the Better Business Bureau. Treasure Hunters Roadshow held a four-day event in Nebraska City, Nebraska earlier this month, drawing flocks of people from both sides of the Missouri River who sold heirlooms and got rubber checks in return. Jim Hegarty, president and CEO of the region's Better Business Bureau, says this roadshow company is bad news.
Unfortunately, they've been all over the United States, and we've received complaints from everywhere about this company.
In 3 years, the Bureau has recorded more than 200 complaints about the company, all focusing on insufficient funds. Hegarty said the roadshow had been cooperating with the Bureau until recently.
There was a while where the company was actually responding to BBB disputes, by claiming that replacement checks were being issued. But as of last week, the company has ceased responding to these complaints, which is not good news.
The Treasure Hunters Roadshow, owned by THR and Associates of Springfield, Illinois, was in Nebraska City from July the 3rd through the 7th, buying jewelry and coins and writing checks to customers. Reports show the company cut 94 checks totaling more than $37,000 at the event south of Omaha. Many of the checks bounced. Amounts range from just a few bucks to $19,000. If you're going to take part in this sort of on-the-spot sales event, Hegarty says you'd be wise to do a little research first.
It is really important, you know, if you're considering selling gold or silver or valuables of any kind or doing business with any company for any reason, to take time and check them out with the BBB before doing so.
To file a complaint in the case, you can contact the Nebraska office of the Better Business Bureau or the Otoe County, Nebraska Attorney's Office. Hegarty's office serves Nebraska, South Dakota, and Southwest Iowa and has more than 6,500 member companies in the region. You can learn more on www.iowa.bbb.org. News time is 8:03.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Trane.
The Cass County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday that a Lewis man was arrested last Thursday on a charge of simple assault. 24-year-old Jesse Cavan Meyer was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he pled guilty and was released later that day. Police in Atlantic report the arrest on Saturday of 32-year-old Marty Atkinson. Atkinson was taken into custody on a charge of public intoxication and booked into the Cass County Jail. And officials said Monday that an accident Sunday afternoon in the Walmart parking lot caused a total of $2,700 damage, but no one was injured. It happened around 1 p.m. when vehicles driven by Iris Green of Atlantic and Barbara Hughes of Lewis collided as Green was traveling west in the north end of the parking lot and Hughes was headed south down an aisle in the lot. There were no citations issued. A person was transported by Essex Emergency Medical Services to the hospital in Shenandoah following a two-vehicle crash Sunday afternoon in Page County. Sheriff's officials said Monday 61-year-old Phyllis Jean Carlson of Clarinda suffered non-incapacitating injuries during the crash between her 2002 Chevy Blazer and a full-size pickup. The accident happened at around 4:35 p.m. at the intersection of 130th Street and N Avenue, about 6 miles northwest of Hepburn. Carlson's SUV was traveling south on N Avenue as a 2006 Ford F-250 pickup, driven by 58-year-old Gary Michael Erickson of Clarinda, was traveling west on 130th. Sheriff Lyle Palmer says Erickson ran the stop sign and hit the SUV on the passenger's side. A Blazer was totaled in the crash, and even though the pickup sustained $15,000 damage, Erickson was able to drive it to his residence. The sheriff's report did not indicate if any citations were issued. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley has announced that he will hold several town hall-style meetings around the listening area during the month of August. The meetings will take place here in Atlantic, also Villisca, Bedford, Clarinda, Percival, Glenwood, Logan, Harlan, Audubon, and Carroll. Iowa's senior senator said the meetings are an opportunity for him to meet with the public and hear their comments as well as respond to their questions. He's held similar meetings with Iowans in each of the state's 99 counties since he was first elected to serve in the U.S. Senate in 1980. Grassley's schedule includes August the 20th in Atlantic from 8:15 to 9:15 a.m. at the Cass County Community Center, at the Villisca High School on that same date to speak with students, from 10:15 to 11:15 at the high school library. Also on August 20th at the Taylor County Farm Bureau Meeting Room in Bedford from 2 until 3 p.m., the Page County Courthouse Meeting Room, third floor, from 3:45 to 4:45 p.m. on August the 20th. And then on August 21st, Grassley will be at the Sapp Brothers Travel Center, Apple Barrel Restaurant in Percival from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m., at the Glenwood Senior Center from 10:15 to 11:15, Logan Community Center on August 21st from 2 to 3 p.m., the Harlan Library from 4 to 5, and the Audubon County Economic Development Meeting Room from 5:45 to 6:45 p.m. on the 21st of August. And finally, on Wednesday, August 22nd, Senator Grassley will be at the Carroll County Courthouse Meeting Room from 7:45 to 8:45 a.m. Shelby County Emergency Management Agency announced on Monday morning that the fire danger rating in that county will remain in the high category through this Thursday, August the 1st. Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Seifert says that's because no rain fell over the county this past weekend. There is the potential for thunderstorms through Thursday, and Seifert says if they do develop, those storms will only provide minimal relief from the extensive dry conditions. And if there's dry lightning in the area, Seifert encourages the public to report any fires caused by that lightning and smoke plumes promptly to 911. Seifert says a quick response may prevent a catastrophic event from developing. Officials say fish kills blamed on high heat and lack of rain have been reported all across Iowa. Hundreds of fish in a pond near West Des Moines City Hall died over the weekend, most likely from a lack of oxygen. The weather was blamed for killing hundreds of fish in eastern Iowa's Swan Lake earlier this month. Iowa Natural Resources Department spokesman Kevin Baskins says similar fish kills are being seen across the state. Baskins says high water temperatures can stimulate algae growth and deplete the supply of oxygen for fish. The condition of Iowa's crops continues to decline as the drought persists. Even with some rain last week, the U.S. Department of Agriculture said 46% of the corn crop is now in poor or very poor condition. Last week, it was 40%. The USDA says in Monday's report that 34% of Iowa's soybeans are in poor to very poor condition. Last week, it was 30%. Thunderstorms hit on Wednesday of last week and over the weekend with a statewide average of 0.7 inches, but Audubon hasn't had any measurable rain in 36 days. In Atlantic, the last measurable rain was on June the 28th when we received just 0.02 inches. High temperature for last week was 107 degrees. That was set in Donelson, Fairfield, and Keokuk. Iowa State climatologist Harry Hilliker says July could end up being the third hottest and fifth driest July among 140 years of record-keeping in the state. And the state's top agricultural official predicts the 2012 corn harvest will begin in August, far earlier than normal, due to the drought. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey said the corn harvest normally begins in mid-September.
I do believe harvest will be early. We are seeing maturities move along a lot faster, in part because it was short of water, in part because of the heat. We did get in the fields early this last spring, but we're likely to see some harvest start, certainly, I believe, in August.
Although there's just a few hours left in this month, this is likely to be the fifth driest July since officials began weather-keeping records, as I mentioned just a moment ago. Just 1 inch and 12 one-hundredths of an inch of rain has fallen on average in the state this month, and that's more than 3 inches below normal. This is also going to be the third hottest July in Iowa as well.
And the combination of those creates real stress on our crops out there, our corn and soybean crops, as well as our pasture land, as well as water demand that you see in our urban and rural areas.
The state's largest urban water system, the Des Moines Water Works, has asked its customers to conserve and quit watering lawns. Iowa Homeland Security and Emergency Management Director Mark Schouten has met with the directors of Iowa's 19 rural water systems.
And although those systems are being taxed and they're producing record amounts of water, they continue to meet demand. Some of them are looking to drill new wells. They're looking forward, sensing that their water levels are dropping, and so they're working with DNR to increase their ability to generate water.
State officials are reviewing the rules and regulations for well drilling to see if there's any way to speed up the permitting process. Shelton and Northey spoke Monday at the governor's weekly news conference. Governor Branstad last week, you may recall, lifted the weight restrictions for hauling hay, and the DOT started granting permits to farmers who want to mow ditches and bale the forage for their livestock. Taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, Mitt Romney is telling the Polish people their economy is a model of small government and free enterprise that other nations should emulate as they struggle with recession. Romney wrapped up his overseas trip with a speech today in Warsaw. Earlier, he laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. There was an unpleasant moment between Mitt Romney's campaign and reporters in Warsaw, Poland today. When asked why Romney has taken just three questions from American reporters during his three-nation trip, traveling press secretary Rick Gorka said, quote, shove it, along with an obscenity. Democrats have chosen the mayor of San Antonio to deliver the keynote address at the Democratic National Convention. Mayor Julian Castro will be the first Hispanic keynote speaker at the convention, which opens on September the 4th. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local Train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now, 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
In our funeral announcements, Alfred Dean Urbanek, age 87, of Oakland, died Thursday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Dean Urbanek will be today at 10 o'clock at the reconvened funeral home in Oakland. Luetta Heaton, age 87, of Sibley and formerly of Anita, died Friday in Sibley. Funeral services for Luetta Heaton will be today at 10:30 at the Anita United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has arrangements. Curtis F. Nelson, age 88, of Atlantic, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Curtis Nelson will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Vern W. Jensen, age 91, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Vern Jensen will be held on Thursday at 2 p.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Rita Mary Kramer Clucky, age 86, of Cascade and formerly of Defiance, died Sunday in Cascade. Funeral services for Rita Clucky will be Friday at 10:30 at St. Matthias Parish in Cascade. The Rye Funeral Home in Cascade has the arrangements. Velda Cole, age 94, of Greenfield, died July 23rd in Austin, Minnesota. Memorial services for Velda Cole will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Joseph B. Dimmig, age 86, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Joseph Dimmig are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Lona A. Fleming, age 81, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Services for Lona Fleming are pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements here on KJAN, brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Henson reporting.